Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Welcome to Bible Issues, where we teach you to hear God's voice in the Bible. Whatever your situation, you can find God's direction in His Word. We are Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi.
Hello everyone and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chidi. I'm reading from the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. All who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Verse 13, but evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. I have to read that again. But evil men and impostors, I'm reading from the New King James, the King James said seducers, impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Paul is telling Timothy about what will happen in the end times in the church. Evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse. I have been following a series in the newspapers, in the Sunday Express, and a series of articles on money churches in Trinidad and Tobago. And it's not just Trinidad and Tobago. This is something that's happening all over the world. It's something that's giving Christianity a really bad name. And some of the claims made in the article is that there are many churches that are being run as businesses. They have no accountability. In some cases, you can't see the pastor without showing up with an offering. And there are some churches that charge for up to $5,000 for premium seating. Like if you want to sit down in the front rows so you could be closer to God, closer to the pastor, you could pay extra money for that. I personally don't know any churches like it, but those are some of the claims made in the article. And it doesn't surprise me because we know financial abuses have been going on in the church for a very long time. And I would like to congratulate that journalist for putting together this series. Now, I don't know the journalist personally. Maybe she's a Christian, maybe she's an atheist. I don't know. But regardless of what, these things need to be exposed. Because these things are not Christian. These things are not Christianity. These things are the result of imposters who have been planted by the devil in the church. Imagine you're charging people $5,000 for premium seating so that they could be closer to the pastor and closer to God. If you attend a church like that, let me tell you something, you are in a cult. You are in a demonic cult. And that person you call pastor, apostle, or prophet is not a man of God. It is a man of the devil. I have come to the sad realization that these money preachers who use Christianity to get money for themselves, they think godliness is a means of gain. I've come to the sad realization that these are not genuine Christians. I used to think they were simply men of God who held a slightly different interpretation of the Bible than I do. But I've come to the realization that they are not men of God at all. They are not even Christians. They are imposters planted by the devil in the church to lead God's people astray. Paul prophesied that that will happen in the last days. Jesus said, while men slept, and I tell you something, Christians have been sleeping. The enemy came and planted tares among the wheat. That's Matthew chapter 13. These people are the tares that have been planted among the wheat. They are weeds. They have been planted by the demons. They are disguised as angel of light. But they're really agents of Satan. And I know those are strong claims. And it took me a long time to finally come to that realization. But the Bible says false prophets shall arise. And the Bible says, by their fruits you shall know them. And if this is the fruit that these people are demonstrating, it says all you need to know. And Christians need to stop being afraid. Too many pastors are trying to be politically correct, and they don't want to say anything bad about their brothers in Christ. But let me tell you something. These people are not your brothers in Christ. These people are not in Christ at all. And the only reason why these people have an audience is because they are gullible Christians who follow them. And I wonder sometimes, if you go to a church where the pastor is charging money for premium seating, if you go to a church where when there's an altar call, there's a $100 line and a $500 line and a $1,000 line for premium prayer. If you go to a church like that, if you have the Holy Spirit living in you, doesn't the Holy Spirit convict you that something is wrong with that? I understand that maybe you found yourself in a church like that because people you know go to that church and you found yourself there. But something must be stirring within you that this is not right. This is not of God. That Holy Spirit will convict you. I do not understand how a genuine Christian could sit under that kind of ministry, if you would even call it ministry, that kind of manipulation, demonic manipulation, and have no problems whatsoever. And not only that, there are many of these Christians will defend it. A few years ago, there were some kidnappers in Sweden who kidnapped some people. They were trying to rob a bank and they took hostages. And after spending several days with their captors, the hostages kind of developed an affinity for the captors, and they felt their pain, they felt their cause. And when it was time to escape, all of the hostages just surrounded the captors. They formed a human shield, and the captors were able to escape because the hostages protected them. And that has become known as the Stockholm Syndrome. And I wonder if some Christians have some kind of weird spiritual Stockholm Syndrome, where they just feel to defend their pastors regardless of what their pastors do. Many of these pastors are just imposters. They call themselves pastors, but they're not men of God. The Christian church has a rich history of financial abuses, and it's about time people speak out against it in a very vociferous way. 500 years ago, there was a man called Martin Luther, who back in the 1500s, he was disgusted with the Roman Catholic Church of his era. The priests would manipulate the people because the people believed that if they wanted forgiveness of sins, they had to go to the priest, confess their sins, and only the priest could offer forgiveness or declare forgiveness of sins. So if the priest did not say, "Your sins be forgiven thee," then the people were not forgiven. That's what they believed, because they were in bondage, just like many of you are. They were in bondage to what they were taught. And the priests just raked it in. They would charge people money. They call it indulgences. They would take bribes. They would take money, they would take gifts in return for forgiveness of the people's sins. And the people didn't know better because they were in bondage. They didn't have the Bible widely distributed like we do. They only knew what they were taught. And it was the exact same thing that is happening now. In return for spiritual blessings, business success, anointing, people are giving up their estates. People are giving up their land and their house. People are giving up their possessions. They're giving up money in hoards. There is one popular television network. They have advertised that if you would like to donate part of your estate to them in your will when you die, and they give a phone number and a website. It is unbelievable, because the Bible says a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. Your will is your inheritance that you leave for your children and your grandchildren, not to some TV ministry. That is manipulation. It is demonic and it is not of God. And if you attend a church like that, you're in a cult and you don't even realize it. in the book of Acts chapter 8, let me read some of it. Acts chapter 8 verse 9. There was a certain man called Simon who previously practiced sorcery in the city and astonished the people of Samaria, claiming that he was someone great, to whom they all gave heed from the least to the great, saying, "This man is the great power of God." He astonished them with his sorceries. Then, later on, verse 18, when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, "Give me this power also, that anyone on whom I lay hands may receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter said to him, "Your money," and he says this to many apostles and prophets today too, "your money perish with you, because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. You have neither part nor portion in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of your wickedness, and pray that God, if perhaps the thoughts of your heart may be forgiven you. For I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity." Peter didn't hold back. Peter wasn't afraid of speaking against his fellow brother in Christ, because he realized this man was a child of the devil. He was not a brother in Christ. In Matthew chapter 15 verse 3, Jesus said to the Pharisees, "Why do you transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God said, 'Honor your father and mother,' and 'He who curses his father and mother, let him be put to death.' But you say, 'Whoever says to his father or mother, what profit you might have received from me is now a gift to God,' then he need not honor his father and mother. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition." And he said to them, "You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, 'These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me.'" What the Pharisees were doing was this. The people, when they got older, they made sure that their parents were taken care of financially. But the Pharisees were saying to them, "Hear what? Instead of giving that money to your parents, if you give it to us, God will respect that." And Jesus said, "You bunch of hypocrites. You have made the commandment of God of no effect." And that's what this television network is doing. Money that should have been going to your children and your children's children, they want you to leave it to them in your will. That's demonic. It's manipulation. It's not of God. And I charge you, if you belong to a church like that, leave, run for your life, get out. Because you are in a cult, and that cult will take you to hell. In our book, Small Devil, Big God, we actually talk about the right balance of money. Yes, I understand that you need money to run a church. I understand that. The Bible talks about he who preaches the gospel shall live by the gospel. But there's a difference between living by the gospel and getting fat off the gospel. And that's what a lot of these ministers are doing. Paul told Timothy, "Godliness with contentment is great gain." In our book, we talk about the right place of money. We talk about the proper way to be blessed, to prosper according to the Bible. Yes, giving is important. But there are many other things that are important too. We teach a holistic approach to prosperity. Small Devil, Big God, just call us at 343-5014 and we will organize to get an autographed copy to you. The cost of the book is 100 TT. Small Devil, Big God, you could call us 343-5014, and I pray that God will bless you greatly.
Join us again for our next program. Find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to BibleIssues.org, where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at BibleIssues.org. Look for the audio sermons link. God bless you and hope you join us next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induro Rampal Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.